You are listening to Rediscover Your Brand Podcast, brought to you by Art Version Interactive Agency.
Welcome back, Brand Builders. This is episode number 24 of Rediscover Your Brand Podcast, brought to you by Art Version Interactive Agency. Once again, I am your host, Kip Russell, the social media manager for Art Version, a few other brands, marketing enthusiast, and I even wrote, that's right, a TV theme song. This week on Rediscover Your Brand Podcast, we wanted to talk to you guys about the new Facebook timeline and how it affects your marketing strategies. Many of you have already had Facebook landing pages and different things created to implement your strategy with your Facebook page. But now, since the new timeline layout, everything's changed and you basically have to start from scratch again. So we wanted to educate you guys on these changes, talk to you guys about using Facebook if you're first-time users, and give you advice in general about the new timeline layout. And this week at the offices, we had our hands full redesigning fan pages and also creating fan pages from scratch for a few of our clients. So we figured this is another great topic to share with you guys, maybe if you don't know what to do with the new Facebook timeline or how it works. And yeah, we understand Facebook's redesigned its profile and functionality, and you basically want to rip your hair out of your head because they keep doing something, it seems like, every 18 months, and you get your marketing and your strategy set, and you basically have to rethink again how you use Facebook. We get it. It's a hassle. We have to, as a marketing and branding agency, it becomes tiresome for us to have to go back and redesign pages of our past and current clients. And then sometimes reinvent the wheel of how we use it. As of June 1st, 2012, all landing pages created with the static FMBL and HTML are basically gone or useless because Facebook's moving to a different format, and basically you're going to have to use a third-party app to create your fan page. And also there's no more default landing page, which we'll get into later. So it's a bit tiresome, but nevertheless, we have to make these changes because Facebook is still one of the most valuable places for our businesses, brands, and our clients in order to generate business consistently online. So let's break down the major changes in functionality and give you guys some profile advice and some marketing advice. The first major change is the actual layout. And the most visible change you'll see is that large photo at the top of your page, which Facebook calls the cover photo. Facebook makes it very easy to add a photo here using existing photos, or you can upload a specific one or well-designed one from your desktop. This is actually a really good change to Facebook, and unlike MySpace, I think this is going to be a great branding and great marketing point for brand pages on Facebook. Besides the cover photo, timeline helps you arrange the events of your life online and offline, which will help you create a sort of curated web scrapbook. Which outlines the history, if it's a personal page of yourself, or the history of your brand or business, if it's a fan page. You can highlight your stuff like high school graduation, a big concert, new baby or marriage on your personal pages. And you can also, if your business page, maybe the foundation, the founding of your company, important CEOs, important, moments in culture that your brand affected, or just your company history if you're a smaller company. It's actually a really good way to tell your story. Here you can add photos of events before Facebook even existed, which is, as Mark Zuckerberg put it, I think, it allows you to share your entire life online. And for your brand, it's the life of your brand online. It's an interesting idea and has some nostalgic value. For a company, it could be an interesting way to tell your story, especially if it's been well documented over the years. One of my favorite things to do actually recently is to go to larger brands like Coca-Cola, which has done a great job of adding all the way back to the 1800s. Because they've been well documented, is learning the history of different companies. It kind of gives you a cool perspective of how these huge conglomerates came together in the modern world. With your profile picture and your cover picture, you'll now have two decisions about the best way to present yourself or your brand online to the world. Here are some tips for compiling your timeline. So number one, you want to pick a photo that represents your brand or personality. Think brand voice here. For your cover, this is the first impression a consumer will get when he or she visits your fan page. As you sort through your company photos, think about snapshots that best represent your brand voice, what you represent, the personality of your brand. And you can even design, such as many brands now like Coca-Cola, well thought out collage or marketing piece. Facebook doesn't want you to use these banners or the cover as a coupon, but they will allow you to use it to, you can make an ad for your most relevant product, maybe your most relevant deal, buy one, get one free, or new shoe out, and you can put the new shoe and March 2010. If you're an artist, you could say, you know, new album March 3rd with the album cover or interesting artwork. It's a good marketing piece. And unlike MySpace, it's not too spammy or generic or clunked up. It's really just a one clean banner that looks good on mobile or any desktop or as well as a tablet. Your profile photo should be of you or your logo. Your cover photo can be anything else. Your cover photo, again, is the top larger one. Your profile photo is the one that everyone sees in the news feed. So too often brands change their Facebook photo to a photo of something or something other than themselves, whether it's a new product, a flyer. Those photos should now go in the cover. Instead, you want to use your main photo as the most well-known aspect of your brand, such as your logo. If you're a smaller or an individual personal brand, you might want to use just a picture of yourself. Or if you're known for Harry Potter, no one knows the author's picture of Harry Potter. You just maybe put the cover of Harry Potter. So instead, use your main photo, as your logo. So that's the one that everyone sees in your news feed. This photo shows up in everyone's newsfeed, so it's important to give them the most familiar piece of branding. So when they see it, one, it's consistent branding for your business, but also they get familiar with it, they're used to it, they know it. If you're Coke and you had a picture of a bicycle with a little Coke emblem in the corner, people aren't going to see that, they're not going to recognize it. But if you're Coke and you have, your logo right there, people understand that it's posting from Coca-Cola. So, number three, edit your photos. The cover is a huge space, so a high-res photo will look best. Be prepared to crop and manipulate your image to make it look great. You can drag your image around the viewer space, but you can't crop or resize from within Facebook. So you got to make sure that things are set up before you upload a photo or a collage or a branding piece to your cover art. You're going to have to do some editing beforehand if you are handy with Photoshop or if your company outsources. I'm sure they can handle this very easily. Number four, some websites will help you design your own cover and share it. Such sites such as Facebook Covers and Site Canvas will give you tools to design a creative cover with your own images. For those of you who can't just add one image, Site Canvas will help you make a collage, or you can just take some photos and use Photoshop if you're handy with the editing or any software familiar with it. Again, use the cover page to keep yourself relevant and the most relevant or important piece of information you want your users to see. So number five, make sure that you're not generic here. You want to be creative. Use your imagination. Make sure you aren't turning your profile page into a cheesy MySpace spam wall of crappy content and gimmicks and cheesiness. People now on Facebook want the real deal, the authentic relationship with your brand. Okay, there are some unfortunate aspects of the Facebook rollout, the timeline design. Is that one of the most important things to get rid of a great marketing feature that allowed you to select a default landing page where you could create marketing opportunities such as, a sign up, an email widget, contest. Bands would have download a free song. So this kind of, to my opinion, sort of devalued some of what Facebook could have done and was also one of the best marketing tools for lots of our businesses, was that default landing page where you designed something sweet and then people would land there, they like the page, and then they can go to the wall. Now the cover art is your only chance really to hit people with marketing right away, or existing fans, you can obviously use your timeline or your posts to keep them informed. But this sucks, obviously, for a lot of people that put a lot of time and effort into their default landing pages. You can still have those pages, they're just not going to be the first thing people see. So basically what you're going to see is just a lot of less engagement with those pages. Since that was your main page of your Facebook experience, now your wall and your cover art are going to be. Also, with addition of the new ticker in the way that and the Facebook's algorithms for the news feed, gaining traction on your wall post is harder than ever. So when you used to post, you can check your analytics, which Facebook's done a great job of showing you analytics per post. Lots of people that aren't engaged, that were casual browsers, that didn't like or didn't comment, if they're not engaged with your page, the algorithm of the news feed is going to throw these things in the ticker, and the ticker gets a lot less action than the news feed and is a lot less important. So it's important that you know that you can post every 3 to 6 hours, especially if you're a smaller brand, on Facebook without looking too spammy. This will allow you to post 2 or 3 times, even with the same sort of regurgitated message per week or per day. 3 to 6 hours is a good cycle that people are on and off Facebook all the time, that you can actually get some added traction and numbers on your posts. For larger brands that get thousands of likes and thousands of comments and engagement on each one of their posts, they're not really fighting the same battle because the algorithm's going to already make these companies more important, which I think is part of the whole Mark Zuckerberg Facebook movement in creating all this money. But you can still win this battle. If you're a smaller brand, just make each post count. You want to add value to each post by using pictures, videos, links, questions, media that are relevant, new songs, and incentives for people to like and engage with your post. The more action you have, the more you receive, the more fans you'll grow, the more powerful Facebook will be to you. Another valuable addition to the fan page is that you can now get messages from fans and new business opportunities. Some people, this might be a headache, but really for a mid-sized business or it's a different avenue for salespeople to lead, to hit, and I've actually gotten a lot of business for our page there. So make sure you're aware that you can actually get messages on your Facebook fan page and to check them daily or weekly at least. Well, I hope you learned a lot about the Facebook timeline. I hope we gave you some good advice to really move forward. Remember, be creative here. New ideas are going to come out more and more with how to use the cover. I suggest using it as basically the most relevant piece of news you want for your brand, and make sure that your brand photo, your main photo, is your most well-known piece of information, your logo, you know, your book, your face, if you're a personal brand. Other than that, re-listen to the podcast. You'll get a lot of good information. Facebook is still one of the best places for brands to be. That's it for episode number 25 of Rediscover Your Brand podcast. Tune in next week. We'll have some more great information for you. Every Friday, we're here on Rediscover Your Brand podcast. Follow us on Twitter/artversion, Facebook/artversion. You can like us there or just contact us by clicking the contact button on this podcast itself. Well, that's it for episode number 24. Once again, I'm your host, Kip Russell. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
You have been listening to the Rediscover Your Brand podcast, made possible thanks to support from Artversion Interactive Agency.